Well, Alex, let's start by reflecting last weekend's one that got away.
Yeah, I think it probably was in the end. We obviously suffering with confidence following a couple of losses, and despite 10, 15 minutes of possession at the end where we probably would have ordinarily scored, we struggled to get the ball over the line, and came away with a draw, which I think probably on reflection was fair enough. But I think we probably should have got over and snatched another home victory.
Is it evident there's a little bit of anxiety in the side at the moment? You get that close and you can't quite get over.
Yeah, decision making. You can see it. You know, there's a bit of hesitation on the ball, especially at the base, and probably from the direction of the 10, young Jake Newman. Ollie Williams at 9 hasn't played for a while. Jake's quite new to it. So you've just got that little pathway there that's quite congested at the moment, and we're struggling to get the ball in the right areas early enough.
So in terms of your halfback pairing, I hate to hesitate to use the expression sort of transitional phase, but you are, presumably, to a degree, you're in that phase.
Yeah, and I said to them, you know, Holloway's away and Preston is going to be the transitional phase, and then we've got this run of games coming up, starting with West away this weekend. We're going to hope to convert some of our pressure into points, and I think everything's settling down nicely for that.
Yes, you've had two of the top three recently, haven't you? Hull Ionians and now Preston are up to third.
Yeah, Preston randomly jumped to third because of other results in the league. You know, we drew with them, and once again, I think I've said it every week, I'll have to stop saying it soon, but the teams we're facing aren't streets ahead of us. So, you know, it's given us confidence to keep building and keep settling people into position and go ahead and try and climb back up the league.
I mean, obviously, Stourbridge look to be head and shoulders above everybody else, but it's pretty much of a muchness after that, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Stourbridge seem to be slowing up a bit. I think Darlington held them 18-all at half-time, and they went on to get the win. But the fact they can step up a gear and claim 15 unanswered points in the second half shows they are still head and shoulders above the rest of us, I think. But the rest of us, just, you know, we're just testing each other out and trying to get as high as possible as usual.
Next up then, Westo, and probably your longest trip of the season, I would think.
Yeah, definitely the longest trip. We've booked in to stay at Harrogate again, as we did for the Darlington trip, so we'll travel up Friday evening. We'll try and iron out the problems that we had on the last away trip, and I think that's been done already. So yeah, get up to South Shields early on Saturday for a 2 o'clock kickoff and go and get some points.
Yeah, we mentioned this before, when you have overnight, it's a keeping everybody focused, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same hotel as we stayed at last time, so, you know, things will be a bit more familiar. It was a very comfortable hotel. It was just the behaviour of one or two of the squad that sort of let us down last time. But I think we'll iron that out and we'll go and just play rugby.
Safe to say, then, the point has been made.
Yeah, several times, and it'll be reiterated on Thursday before we set off Friday.
Westo, then, they're down towards the bottom.
Oh, they are, yeah. They've struggled quite a bit. I think they had an influential player coach, Mark Bedworth, who had knee surgery in the off-season, hasn't recovered yet. And I think they've just lost one or two as well to other clubs, and they've failed to replace them as such. But never going to underestimate them. There's a very tricky patch up there, big slope to the one end, and the wind always blows from north to south, as it were, and catches a few teams out. So we'll go there and just hopefully build on what we've been doing, a solid platform up front, and hopefully, like I say, the half-back pairing will settle down and allow our backs to run.
These sort of trips are always a test of character, even for an experienced squad. But as you say, yeah, particularly in your backs at the moment, you're inexperienced in places, so even more of a test.
Yeah, and especially if you look at league tables and you're sort of drawn into the fact that West Ham haven't had a great deal of results. You know, you sort of relax too much and think it's just going to happen. So we'll be making sure that doesn't happen. You know, looking at what they've got and just reiterating to the boys that we need to focus and get points for ourselves.
It's the sort of thing journalists always say, but, you know, four games now without a win, you could do with putting one on the board, really.
Yeah, we could, and we talk about little runs. You know, we've had a run of losses. Now we need to get a win on the board so that we can have this run into Christmas where there's some winnable games, and hopefully we can, like I say, climb back up the table.